and pry it off. Oh, the message is spun. I've come to the end. The job that I've done is all for my friend. Humble. Well, that's done. Now for another very important task. And I must hurry.
And while Charlotte was busy with her very important task, miles away at the Arable's house, the men sat round the kitchen table, eating a dish of canned peaches and talking over the events of the day. Upstairs, Avery was already in bed and asleep, and Mrs. Arable was tucking Fern into bed.
Did you have a good time at the fair?
I had the best time I ever had, anywhere or any time in all of my whole life.
Well, isn't that nice?
Next morning, when the first light came into the sky and the sparrows stirred in the trees, when the cows rattled their chains and the rooster crowed and the early automobiles went whispering along the road, Wilbur awoke and looked for Charlotte.
Oh, look! There's a new word! Charlotte!
Oh, good morning, Wilbur. Yes, humble. It fits you perfectly.
Thank you, Charlotte. And what's that thing up there? Looks like candy floss. Did you make it?
I did indeed. It's my egg sack, the finest thing I ever made.
Well, what's inside it? Eggs?
514 of them.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not. I counted them. I started counting, so I kept on, just to keep my mind occupied.
Are you really going to have 514 children?
Yes, if nothing happens, of course, and they're kept safe. They won't show up till next spring.
Well, what makes you sound so downhearted?
Oh, don't pay any attention to me. I feel sad because I won't ever see my children.
Of course you will. We'll all see them. Oh, it's going to be simply wonderful next spring in the barn with 514 baby spiders running around all over the place. And the geese will have a new set of goslings. And the sheep will have their new lambs.
Wilbur, I don't feel good at all. My eggs and I might not even make it back to the barn.
Charlotte, don't say that.
Now, you stop worrying about me. This is your big day today. Look at my web. Doesn't it show up well with the dew on it?
What a night! I'm back. What a night. What feasting and carousing. I must have eaten the remains of 30 lunches. Ooh, it was rich, my friends. Rich.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself. Oh. It would serve you right if you had an attack of acute indigestion.
Don't worry about my stomach. It can handle anything. Wilbur's the one you should be worrying about.
What do you mean?
I've got some bad news. As I came past that pig next door, the one that calls himself Uncle, I noticed a blue ribbon on the front of his pen. That means he won first prize. I guess you're licked, Wilbur. You might as well relax. Nobody's going to hang any medal on you.
Oh, no.
Wait till Zuckerman gets hankering for some fresh pork and smoked ham. He'll take the knife to you, my boy.
You be still, Templeton. Don't pay any attention to him, Wilbur.
I bet he's so scared he's going to faint again.
No, I'm not. Whatever will happen, will happen. I may not live as long as I'd like, but I've lived very well. A good life is much more important than just having a long life. So, starting now, I'm going to stop worrying about myself. There are more important things than just thinking about yourself all the time, like you, Templeton. You didn't even notice that Charlotte has made an egg sack.
Egg sack?
Up there. She's going to become a mother. For your information, there are 514 eggs in that little sack.
Wow, congratulations. This has been a night.
I'm sorry about the blue ribbon, Wilbur, but you're being very brave about it.
Bravery is just one of the many things I've learnt from you. Charlotte, my friend.
Look, everybody. Look at what it says in Charlotte's web. Humble.
My goodness. Humble.
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 Another miracle.
He's sure to win that blue ribbon now.
I can't believe it.
What is it, Avery?